with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Heavy snow closed down an important interstate highway in Southern California for a time today, near where wildfires were burning just hours before.
Snow briefly shut down a key interstate north of Los Angeles for hours, while weekend downpours doused wildfires across Southern California. As much as an inch of rain fell, posing another challenge as the wet weather loosened LA hillsides burned by the recent blaze near the Pacific Palisades. Crews were working to clear inundated roadways, including the famous Pacific Coast Highway. North of Los Angeles, snowy conditions shut down a mountainous section of Interstate 5 before reopening. In neighboring Malibu, four schools were closed due to dangerous road conditions. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Newly confirmed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is promising to bring major changes to the military. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On his first full day of work at the Pentagon, Hegseth said more executive orders are coming. He said President Trump would be removing DEI from the military and reinstating thousands of troops who were kicked out for refusing COVID vaccines during the pandemic. The new secretary said, "Our job is lethality and readiness and warfighting, and we are going to hold people accountable." Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. public health officials have been told to stop working with the World Health Organization effective immediately. The surprise decision is focused on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A CDC official sent a memo to senior leaders at the agency on Sunday night telling them that all agency staff who work with the WHO must immediately stop their collaborations and await further guidance. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 289 points today. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers are working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in classrooms and ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. GOP lawmakers argue with their liberal bias, unions are unfit to represent teachers. This is SRN News. A car accident mars post-game celebrations for Philadelphia's football fans after their team's victory.
A car hit and injured three people in a crowd leaving the playoff game Sunday night in Philadelphia. Police say the driver was taken into custody and the collision did not immediately appear to be intentional. They also say none of the injuries are life-threatening. The Eagles defeated the Washington Commanders 55-23 and will face the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs on February 9th in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I'm Julie Walker.
Jimmy Butler was suspended by the Miami Heat again. Butler had been expected to play for the Heat against the Orlando Magic on Monday night after completing his second suspension of the month. But he was suspended for a third time, basically just as the second one was ending. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.